Tala to turn your core bus corridor preferred route. Public consultation the 20th of March 20 contents. Page 1. 1. Introduction. Section 1. 1.1 What has happened so far? 1.2 What is bus connects? 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? 1.4 Understanding the terminology. 1.5 Map of all 16 core bus corridors. 2. Preferred route description. Section 2. 2.1 Overview. 2.2 Tala Road, Temple Oak Road to Rathfarnham Road. 2.3 Key changes from the published EPR. 2.4 Key facts. 3. How to take part in the public consultation. Section 3. 3.1 General queries. 3.2 How to engage. 3.3 What happens next? 1. Introduction. Section 1. Page 2. What has happened so far? Between November 2018 and May 2019, the National Transport Authority, NTA, carried out the first round of public consultation on initial proposals for the emerging preferred routes of 16 core bus corridors across the Greater Dublin Area, GDA. During this consultation phase, 13,000 submissions were received in total. A consultation submissions report for each corridor is available to view and download on our website www.busconnex.ie. All of the submissions were reviewed and considered as part of the design preparation for the preferred route for each corridor. We have amended our initial proposals to address some of the issues raised in submissions, including incorporating suggestions and recommendations from local residents, community groups and stakeholders. We are now publishing the preferred routes for 16 core bus corridors and commencing a second round of public consultation. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the preferred route from start to finish with supporting maps and includes information on revisions made, if any, from the initial emerging preferred route. The original brochures detailing each emerging preferred routes, published last year, are available to view and download on our website www.busconnex.ie. These brochures contain information on the process for impacted property owners, the project timelines and steps required for statutory planning application. 1.2 What is Bus Connects? Page 3. Bus Connects is the National Transport Authority's program to greatly improve bus services. It is a key part of the government's policies to improve public transport and address climate change in Dublin and other cities. It is included within the following government policy strategies: the National Development Plan 2018 to 2027, Transport Strategy for the Greater Dublin Area 2016 to 2035, and the Climate Action Plan 2019. Dublin is growing and needs a bus network that works for a developing city. The aim of Bus Connects is to deliver an enhanced bus system that is better for the city, its people and the environment. Bus Connects is designed to provide a better, more reliable and more efficient bus service for everyone. Bus Connects, the facts at a glance. Infographic: 230 kilometers of new bus corridors making journeys faster and more reliable. 200 kilometers of new cycle tracks transitioning to a new low emissions bus fleet. State-of-the-art ticketing system, cashless payment system, simpler fare structure, new park and ride sites and key locations. New bus livery, providing a common style across all operators. New bus stops and shelters, with better signage and information. Dublin Area Bus Network Redesign, creating a more efficient network with high-frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? Page 4. Journey time savings. This project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on corridors. Dedicated bus and cycle lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability, building a sustainable city and addressing climate change. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for Ireland, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. Accessibility for all, more bus shelters, with seating where possible, new footpaths and better information at bus stops, will make using the fully accessible bus fleet easier for all to use, including the elderly and mobility impaired. Better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much-needed cycling facilities around the city region, with over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided. Pedestrians and urban realms. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings, funding and investment for local urban realms with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. 1.4 Understanding the terminology, page 51. Core Bus Corridor, CBC, part of the overall Bus Connects program is to create 16 radial core bus corridors, CBC. A CBC is an existing road with bus priority so that buses can operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. This generally means full-length dedicated bus lanes on both sides of the road from start to finish of each corridor or other measures to ensure that buses are not delayed in general traffic congestion. The bus lanes will be alongside segregated cycle lanes tracks where feasible and general traffic too. Segregated cycle tracks. A segregated cycle track is a separate selection of the road dedicated for cycling only. This space will generally be isolated from other vehicular traffic by a physical curb. Where is it not physically possible to have segregated cycle lanes tracks, there will be the option of quiet roads and shared cycling on reduced speed roads for cyclists. 3. Emerging Preferred Route, EPR. The ENTA published outline plans for each of the 16 CBCs in a non-statutory public consultation process in 2018-2019. The options were called Emerging Preferred Routes, EPR, in some cases with multiple sub-options, to inform the public of the likely layout of the roadway with the necessary CBC infrastructure in place. They included possible impacts on front gardens, and likely changes to how traffic will operate to facilitate bus priority. 4. Preferred Route Option, PRO. Following consideration of the public submissions about the 16 EPRs, the core bus corridor proposals have been reviewed and amended. They are now being presented as the Preferred Route Option, PRO, and are subject to a second round of non-statutory public consultation. They are not final proposals as they are subject to further consideration from the second round of public consultation and also subsequent examination in the context of environmental impact assessment. 5. Bus Gate. A bus gate is a signposted short length of standalone bus lane. This short length of road is restricted exclusively to buses, taxis and cyclists plus emergency vehicles. It facilitates bus priority by removing general through traffic along the overall road where the bus gate is located. General traffic will be directed by signage to divert away to other roads before they arrive at the bus gate. 6. Signal Control Priority, SCP. Signal Control Priority uses traffic signals to enable buses to get priority ahead of single-lane road sections, but it is only effective for short distances. This typically arises where the bus lane cannot continue due to obstructions on the roadway. An example might be where a road has pinch points where it narrows due to existing buildings or structures that cannot be demolished to widen the road to make space for a bus lane. It works through the use of traffic signal controls, typically at junctions, where the bus lane and general traffic lane must merge ahead and share the road space for a short distance until the bus lane recommences downstream. The general traffic will be stopped at the signal to allow the bus pass through the narrow section first, and when the bus has passed, the general traffic will then be allowed through the lights. Traffic proceeds as normal as the bus approaches. The light signal changes to halt general traffic. The level of queuing in the narrowed section is controlled and the bus has priority to proceed when the bus has cleared the junction. General traffic proceeds. 7. Taucan Crossing. A Taucan crossing is a roadway crossing designed to enable both pedestrians and cyclists to cross the road with purposefully designed signal controls. 8. Quiet Street Treatment. Where CBC roadway widths cannot facilitate cyclists without significant impact on bus priority, alternative cycle routes are explored for short distances away from the CBC bus route. Such offline options may include directing cyclists along streets with minimal general traffic other than car users who live on the street. They are called quiet streets due to the low amount of general traffic and are deemed suitable for cyclists sharing the roadway with the general traffic without the need to construct segregated cycle tracks or painted cycle lanes. The quiet street treatment would involve appropriate advisory signage for both the general road users and cyclists. 9. Urban Realm. Urban realm refers to the everyday street spaces that are used by people to cross, shop, socialize, play, and use for activities such as walking, exercise or commute to from work. The urban realm encompasses all streets, squares, junctions, and other rights of way, whether in residential, commercial or civic use. When well designed and laid out with care in a community setting, it enhances the everyday lives of residents and those passing through. It typically relates to all open-air parts of the built environment where the public has free access. It would include seating, trees, planting and other aspects to enhance the experience for all. 1.5 map of all 16 core bus corridors. Page 6 preferred routes. Llangrifon to City Centre, Swords to City Centre, Ballymun to City Centre, Finglas to Phibsborough, Blanchardstown to City Centre, Lucan to City Centre, Liffey Valley to City Centre, Clondalkin to Drimna, Greenhills to City Centre, Talla to Terenure, Kimmage to City Centre, Rathfarnham to City Centre, Bray to City Centre, UCD Ballsbridge to City Centre, Blackrock to Merrion Ringsend to City Centre 2. Preferred route description, Section 2, Page 7. 2.1 Overview. The Talla to Terenure Core Bus Corridor, CBC, commences on the Talla Road, east of the M50 interchange. From here, the CBC is routed via the R137 along Talla Road and Temple Oak Road, through Temple Oak Village, to Terenure Cross, where it joins the Rathfarnham CBC. Priority for buses is provided along the entire route, consisting primarily of dedicated bus lanes in each direction, with alternative measures proposed at particularly constrained locations. The following paragraphs will describe each CBC section in more detail, identifying the key design revisions which have been incorporated into the design since the publication of the Emerging Preferred Route, EPR 2.2. Talla Road, Temple Oak Road to Rathfarnham Road. The proposed CBC commences on the Talla Road adjacent to Darcy MacGee's, east of the M50 interchange. It is proposed to retain the existing bus lane configuration on the R137. The Emerging Preferred Route, EPR, published in January 2019, proposed to maintain the cycle track on the outside of the footpath along this section. However, it is now proposed to provide the cycle track on the carriageway side of the footpath to better tie in with proposals at the Wellington Lane roundabout. The EPR also proposed to retain the Wellington Lane roundabout. However, as part of the updated design proposal, it is now proposed to convert this junction to a signalized junction with curb protection for cyclists. Between the Wellington Lane roundabout and Cypress Grove Road junction, a design revision on the EPR provides a cycle track on the carriageway side of the footpath, with existing bus lane provision maintained through this section. At the Cypress Grove Road junction, general through traffic may divert to Old Bridge Road for access to the city centre via the R114 and R115. Significantly enhanced cycle facilities are also provided at this junction with the introduction of curb protection. Between Cypress Grove Road Junction and the Ashfield Place development, it is proposed to provide bus lanes and traffic lanes in each direction. Dedicated cycle facilities are provided on the approach to the Cypress Grove Road Junction, as in the EPR proposals. To improve safety for cyclists, it is proposed to introduce a 30 km/h speed limit between Cypress Grove Road and Temple Oak Village. Outside the Ashfield Place development, there is insufficient space for a bus lane and a general traffic lane in each direction. Therefore, it is proposed to stop the outbound bus lane for a distance of approximately 80 meters and use signal control priority along this section. Between Ashfield Place and the Temple Oak Tennis Club, it is proposed to provide a bus lane and a general traffic lane in each direction, as in the EPR proposals. It is proposed to utilize a limited amount of land take within this section to achieve the desired cross-section. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. Within Temple Oak Village, between Temple Oak Tennis Club and the Templeville Road Junction, it is proposed to manage bus priority through the use of signal control priority and tie into South Dublin County Council plans for Temple Oak Village. Accordingly, a single combined traffic lane in each direction is being proposed through the village, which is a revision from the previous proposals. North of Temple Oak Village, the full cross-section is resumed. It is proposed to utilize a limited amount of land take within this section to make of the desired cross-section. Between the village and the Springfield Avenue junction, the design has been developed to minimize the loss of trees. This has been achieved by narrowing the cycle lanes locally, at the junction with Templeville Road, General inbound through traffic may divert through Springfield Avenue to approach Terranure from the Rathfarnham side. It is proposed to introduce curb protection at this junction, which will significantly improve cycle facilities and cyclist safety. These improvements will involve some limited land take on the northern side of the junction. Between Templeville Road Junction and Fortfield Road, it is proposed to provide one bus lane, one general traffic lane and cycle tracks in each direction, as in the EPR proposals. However, cycle tracks have been narrowed to 1.5 meters along this section to significantly reduce tree impacts on the eastern side of the road. The Fortfield Road junction is intended to be upgraded to provide a direct cycle crossing for inbound cyclists to the two-way cycle facility on the eastern side of Temple Oak Road north of the junction. Between Fortfield Road and Terranure Road West, the Temple Oak Road width is heavily constrained. On this section of the route, it is proposed to maintain one outbound bus lane, one outbound general traffic lane and one inbound general traffic lane. It was previously proposed to provide a footpath on the eastern side of Temple Oak Road, however the topographical survey showed that this is not possible. The alternative proposal is to provide a footpath on the western side of Rathdown Drive, which will provide a continuous footpath on the eastern side of Temple Oak Road between Terranure and Temple Oak. It is intended to introduce the inbound bus lane for a shorter section north of Olney Grove compared to the EPR. Through the introduction of a bus gate with a short section of bus lane at the junction of Olney Grove, northbound general traffic on Temple Oak Road will not be permitted to access Terranure Road West or Terranure Place during the hours of operation of the bus gate. A right turn ban is proposed from Fergus Road to Temple Oak Road, and a left turn ban from Olney Grove to Temple Oak Road. Some limited land take may be required at this junction to facilitate this configuration. Right turn bans are also proposed from Temple Oak Road to Rathdown Park and to Rathdown Avenue. Traffic management measures such as turning restrictions at junctions or road closures will also be considered on adjoining residential streets at suitable locations to prevent through traffic diverting inappropriately. Traffic from Terranure Road West will not be restricted. A quiet street treatment to Rathdown Crescent is proposed to tie into the proposed quiet street treatment on Rathdown Park as part of the Rathfarnham to City Centre CBC proposals. This represents a design revision from the EPR. This junction proposal will be facilitated by directing Terranure bound traffic through the following diversion routes: R817 Old Bridge Road, R114 Butterfield Avenue, and R114 Rathfarnham Road. The proposed CBC ties into the Rathfarnham to City Centre CBC at the Rathfarnham Road Terranure Road West Junction. 2.3 Key changes from the published EPR. It is proposed to convert Wellington Lane roundabout to a signalised junction to improve bus and cyclist priority and provide enhanced pedestrian facilities. Signal control priority is to be provided at either side of Temple Oak Village to facilitate bus priority through the village, which reduces the need for road widening along this section. The proposals are intended to tie into the South Dublin County Council Temple Oak Village scheme. A quiet street treatment is to be introduced on Rathdown Crescent, tying into the Rathfarnham CBC to improve the cycling network. The construction of a new footpath is proposed along Rathdown Drive to improve pedestrian facilities. Key facts: approximate number of properties that may be impacted, 25 approximate number of designated on-street parking spaces that may be removed, 0 approximate number of trees that may be removed, 46 approximate route length, 3.6 km approximate cycle route length, 3.4 km current bus journey time, up to 32 minutes bus connects journey time, 10-12 minutes future bus journey time without bus connects, 45 minutes plus 3. How to take part in the public consultation, section 3, page 8. This brochure provides details of the proposed preferred route option for this core bus corridor. These proposals are subject to a second non-statutory round of public consultation and subsequent design refinement and environmental impact assessment before a formal statutory application will be made by the Entatuan Board Plenula for approval. 3.1 General Queries. The project's website www.busconnex.ie has a dedicated section for the Core Bus Corridor project. All previous emerging preferred route brochures are available on the website. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key documents. General queries can be directed to 1800-303-653 or by email to cbc@wisconnex.ie. 3.2 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the preferred route options set out in this document. The closing date for submissions is stated on the website www.wisconnex.ie. Written submissions and observations may be made by email cbc@wisconnex.ie. Post. Core Bus Corridor Project, National Transport Authority, Dunskeyne, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT23.3. What happens next? Following the second round of public consultation, the ENTA will finalise the preferred route options for all 16 corridors. The scheme designs will be finalised. Transport and environmental impact assessments will be completed. This will culminate in the preparation of an environmental impact assessment report, EIAR, for the scheme together with details of land to be acquired. This will be submitted to Inboard Pleanala during Q4 2024 its consideration and determination. A formal statutory consultation process will be undertaken as part of that process. Udras Nasi unto Lamper National Transport Authority, Dunskeyne, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT20WWW. Wisconnex.ie. Project Ireland 2040, Building Ireland's Future.